Well, the 30th anniversary of Mark Garneau High School in Trenton. And we're talking here on the Lauren Brooker Show with the namesake Mark Garneau. Thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Delighted to be here.
Now, of course, during your speech, we hear the planes going up and passing right overhead here with 8 Wing Trenton. And I know you had time at RMC as well. Any time that you had spent much in Trenton with the military base here?
I was never posted here, but I came through Trenton on many occasions as a kid because my dad was in the Army, and he kept getting posted to places like England and Germany. And, of course, in those days, they had these big aircraft called Yukons that used to fly Canadians and families back from their postings, and they would land in Trenton. And so I spent, I think 4 or 5 times coming to Trenton for a day or two before we went off to some other place. So, yes, I've known Trenton for a very long time in my life, going back all the way to when I was, more than 60 years ago, let's put it that way.
I was looking back and doing some of the research and seeing 1984 and thinking that anniversary is almost 40 years ago. Did the anniversary start making time more and more of a reality?
They certainly do. And on the one hand, it seems amazing to me that 40 years almost have gone by. And from another point of view, it's starting to make me feel like I'm really in the history books. That's where I belong now, because of course we have some exciting new things going on today with new astronauts, and you know, for example, if I go down the street, after I first flew, everybody knew who I was. Now most kids don't know who the heck Mark Garneau is, because this was an old guy who flew 40 years ago. The older people do, but not the younger people. So it sort of puts it in perspective for me.
The first Canadian in space, that's still, you know, almost 40 years later. Does it lose its impact, its importance to you?
Absolutely not. In fact, I'm writing a book at the moment, and it's amazing. You know, there are a lot of things I've forgotten over the years, but I haven't forgotten a darn thing from that experience. The sheer intensity of, first of all, the selection process, which went on for 6 months, and then within a year I had flown. So, you know, gone down to NASA, trained there, and gone on my mission. And it was so intense. And, of course, I've spoken about it on many, many occasions since then. So it still is fresh today, and I haven't lost a single detail of it because of the fact that it was such an intense experience.
And it was the Challenger you traveled on?
Yeah, it was the Challenger. It was its sixth flight at the time. Unfortunately, sadly, the Challenger tragedy occurred 15 months later on its 10th flight.
Does that really hit home for people, a little bit of soberness of not only the importance of what you do, but the danger and the incredible importance of what you would say would be minute details, but small things are incredibly important in what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's face it, you can't make space flight 100% safe. You know, I mean, you can't make driving from here to Belleville 100% safe. Life has risks. Now, in the case of spaceflight, the risks are larger. And because you have this incredible machine that has to take you all the way to space, and if you sat down and said to yourself, well, how many things can go wrong? There are a lot of things that can go wrong. All the more reason why you have to be well-trained, why the equipment really has to be well-built. And you accept that or you don't. I mean, some people have sort of said, no, I'm not going to do that, it's too risky. And other people have said, yeah, there's risk involved, but it's worth the price to get to go and have this incredible adventure of going to space. And that's where I fell, in that camp, and had the chance to do it 3 times. So I consider myself very fortunate.
Talking to Mark Garneau here on the Lauren Brooker Show, you had 2 careers that were very public, very visual, certainly very different challenges, unique challenges. As far as the political side of things, the biggest accomplishment in your career?
You know, it's not a single event. I mean, I spent 14 years in politics, 7 of them in opposition, and 7 of them in government, 6 of which I was a minister. So the 5 years I spent at transport as the transport minister are probably what I'm most proud of, because let's face it, it's not often that a minister stays in a portfolio for that long. And so I really got to know my portfolio very, very well. And I think we got a lot done. these are not things that people stand out and sort of that are big visible things, but they are nevertheless important things to keep our transportation system working, to try to make it as efficient as possible. We're a trading nation. We need to get all our products to ports so they can be go off to foreign countries. We need to make our roads efficient. We need to do everything to be able to move people and goods in the second largest country in the world with difficult climate. So I'm very proud of the things that we accomplished at Transport, and that's what I have the fondest memories of.
You're getting a chance to write memoirs now as we speak here. What's the process of writing like? Has it had its own unique challenges?
Yes, but it's been fun. I've written, I don't know how many sort of technical memos, military documents from my naval career, political memoranda, which is all pretty dry stuff. Writing a book that is going to be hopefully appealing to people and that they'll want to read requires a certain amount of skill, and I have been enjoying the process of trying to make it interesting for people, and so far so good. I'm hoping that I will be able to publish something about a year from now.
And hopefully there'll be something in the 30th anniversary here that you share the memories and have a school. Is that a humbling thing? Is that an exciting thing? How do you express this among the many other things that are accomplishments?
It is very humbling. I come to the school and I see my name, and it's just sort of so, it sort of knocks you back. I know the school's been called Mark Garneau, Public Secondary School for 30 years, but when you see your name up there on the front of the school, it just sort of hits you. Wow, this is, it gives me a huge amount of pride. It also makes me realize that, I got to keep my act together here, because if I do something wrong, they'll rename it. And so it's a big responsibility. And usually I've had a student come up to me at one point in time and said, are you really Mark Garneau? And I said, yes, I am. And I said, oh, I thought you were dead because, So schools are generally named after people who are dead. But I'm very, very, very proud. And I do actually follow what goes on at the school.
And you get some honest students there here and there. On the Lauren Bricker Show today with former Foreign Affairs Minister, former Transport Minister, and astronaut Mark Garneau. Thanks for this.
My pleasure.